I'm here with Harriet and Fatima.
Yeah.
So, can you tell me where you're from and what do you do?
Okay.
We are from Western region. We are farmers. We produce cocoa for divine.
Uh-huh.
Fair trade.
Yes, we are Ghanaians and farmers from Kwiapa Cocoa, who owns Divine Chocolate. So we are purposely here for fair trade fortnight. And also after that, we'll be also attending International Human Day.
International Women's
Day.
Oh, cool.
In London.
Cool. Can you tell me a little bit about the cooperative that you work for in Ghana? How does it work?
Kwiapa Cocoa, we are cooperative farmers with 64,000 farmers in 1,300 societies. So Kwiapa is well organized in such a way that in every society, the executive in the societies are elected by the farmers. The recorder, secretary, treasurer, and then the president of the society. And if you come to the district, we are having district executives from president, secretary, treasurer, and then two executive members. And each member in every society should be even at least two women.
Right.
From each society and the district too, the same thing. Then we come to national. We are having national executive. So that national executive members are also 11 members. And we are having 6 women and then 5 men. So Kwiapa Cocoa, we are well organized and democracy.
Yeah. Wow, it's a really big cooperative, isn't it?
Yes.
So, because we the farmers, Kwiapa Cocoa, we trade with Divine.
Yeah.
Because Kwiapa Cocoa is having 45% in Divine Chocolate. And besides, we also give out some of our product, that's our cocoa, to fair trade. So that makes us to be cooperative.
Right.
So we are working with Divine and fair trade as well.
Okay.
So Kwiapa Cocoa is cooperative.
Okay, and our cocoa that we send to fair trade, we earn something called premiums, and we use these premiums to construct projects for our members in the districts or the societies. We use some of the premiums to build schools for the children who have no access to school. You know, in the villages, the children have to walk miles away before they get to school, maybe 2 or 3 miles before they get to school. So we use some of these premiums to build schools for the children. We also use some of these premiums to buy exercise books. And then we also use some of these premiums to organize evening classes for some of the children in the villages. We also use some of these premiums to dig boreholes. You know, in our place, we are living in small villages, and we have no access to good drinkable water. We normally go to the streams and fetch water that make us become ill. So we use some of these premiums to dig boreholes for the villages so that we can get good drinkable water. We also use some of these premiums to train women. We empowered women at all levels. We use some of these premiums to teach some of the women so that they can use their hand to prepare something. Apart from cocoa, they can also have money to help their husbands. We use some of these premiums to buy that's corn mill machines so that they can get machines to grind their corns to prepare food. We also use some of these premiums to teach or train some personnel. We call them R&D, that's research and development officers. They will go around and then train the farmers. You know, we Kwiapa Cocoa, before they can take you, or before we can maybe, if you want to be a farmer of Kwiapa Cocoa, unless we train you for 6 months before we can buy your produce, because you may not know some of the chemicals or something like that you have to use. Yeah. You know, now we are very happy, we are very lucky that the government is mass spraying. We are very lucky that the government does mass spraying for us. You know, and in the olden days, you have to, yeah.
Mass spraying?
Yeah, oh. Mass spraying for the farmers.
All right.
You know, we can't buy chemicals. We don't have enough money to buy chemicals. Uh-huh. So government does mass spraying for us.
Okay. Mass buying?
Yeah.
All right, right. Spraying.
On behalf of the farmers.
That's spraying the cocoa.
Spraying, all
so
oh, right.
The
yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Got you.
So we help a lot. We use, because we own 45% percent share in Divine.
Yeah.
We get something called dividends.
Yeah.
And we also use this dividend to buy machete, that's cutlass,
yeah,
for our farmers. We use some of this dividend to pay bonus, that's cash money, yeah, for our farmers.
Cool. So you said before that you're here also for International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Can you tell me if working in a cooperative and being involved in fair trade is doing anything for the relations between men and women in the communities that you live in?
Yes. You know, Kiapa Koko, we empowered women. You know, even this Kiapa Koko, we are having the first president who is woman in Kiapa. And Kiapa Koko too, the national secretary is woman. And I'm the national secretary.
All right.
At the same time, trust chairperson. And the trust is a board of trustees that receive premiums of fair trade, the premiums that we get. So these premiums is being invested in trust fund, and any society who wants maybe projects or something like that will apply, so that the trust will sit on it to know whether this project should be given or not. So Kiapa Koko, we empowered women a lot. And
you know, in Ghana, at first, women were not given a chance, because for instance, they were not taking their female children to school with their view that they will become pregnant when they are in school. So they normally take their male children to school, because they think when the women are in school, they will become pregnant. So we, the women, our place is in the kitchen and to give birth. So in Kiapa Koko, where women has been empowered to all levels, as my sister said. And as I'm talking now, it is the Kiapa Koko president is a woman. And she is even performing well. And she's, we are proving to men in the company that, not even the company alone, we are proving to men in Ghana that what man can do, woman can also do, and even better, because we are doing our work well and correct way.
Yes. Cool. Okay, well, I've got one more question, maybe a bit more difficult. Some people say that fair trade is like a sticking plaster, mm-hmm, on a very big wound. It's bleeding a lot, and the main problem is capitalism, and fair trade is not gonna solve this big problem. What do you think about that?
Come again, please. I didn't get the question.
Okay. Well, they say that the reason why people are very poor in countries like Ghana, it's because of capitalism, the whole economic system. And these people say maybe fair trade, it's a small help, but it's not stopping the main problem. And the problem is we need to change capitalism. Do you have any thoughts about this?
Oh, not that fair trade is small and it is not changing the capitalism or what you said. You know, in Ghana, it's not, instead for us, to give our product to fair trade. It's not everybody understand to give the product to fair trade. So, and if we are not a member in fair trade, we are not going to benefit the fair trade products too. So that makes us feel, that makes us not changing the capitalism that we serve. Because, for instance, somebody's children may be recorder or PC from maybe a
different company.
Since the person is having a daughter or a son who is buying for another company, the person will not bring the cocoa to me. He will probably give the cocoa to his or her son.
So that the son will benefit
from different company. And if you give your cocoa to your son in different company, our fair trade is going to, the son is not coming to you. That make Ghana to be more difficult. But if all of us agree to give our company, our product to fair trade, we should have achieved better.
And lastly, how are you enjoying being in Bradford?
Oh, we are really enjoying. The only difference is, you see, we are not coping with the weather. But all they say, we are managing. Anyway, we are managing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me. That was really cool. Thanks.